Chapter 2. Irreconcilable Differences. Summer came fierce and steamy to Cincinnati in 1976, but John Arthur escaped to the woods, where a creek was filled with bluegill and a nest of snakes lived in a moss-covered frigidaire buried beneath the water. He spent long afternoons digging for rocks or worms or kicking off his sneakers to wade in the creek. The clay at the bottom felt smooth and cool as it squished between his toes, and he would grin at his younger brother Curtis and their cousin Keith, who splashed and danced around him. There was peace here, in the long shadows of old oak trees. The prospect of sixth grade in a school, with few friends, terrified John, but in the woods with his brother and cousin, he would laugh out loud as he struggled up hills covered with a fine layer of sand, clinging to vines and tree roots to steady himself. Late one afternoon, the three boys decided to edge past the creek, deeper than they had gone before. All around him, John smelled wood and wet grass, and he breathed deeply, the Cincinnati summer long behind him. Suddenly, Keith stopped and pointed. "Look!" The woods spanned one of the steepest hills in the city, and Keith was standing on the ledge at the highest point, 50 feet above a desolate stretch of dirt and rocks. "It's got to be 1,000 feet down," Keith called, peering over the ledge. "The 1,000-foot drop," John said slowly. About 10 feet away, a massive tree had toppled and lay partly over the ledge, fixed to the side of the hill by its roots. Keith, who had decided several years earlier that he had been blessed with the skill set of the Incredible Hulk, scaled the trunk, then crawled on his stomach out over the ledge. "Come on," he called. Curtis, 2 years younger than John, immediately followed. John hesitated. He was asthmatic, uncoordinated, and so thin that Curtis and Keith had taken to calling him Spaghetti Noodle. But even at 10, John was learning how to overcome weakness with willfulness, a defiance that would startle his family and humble those who doubted him. At summer camp, a truck tire had once been placed between two teams, and Keith and John were pitted against each other, each charged with pulling the tire back to their side. Keith's team whooped and hollered. He was older, stronger, and cockier than John. But John wrapped his skinny arms around the tire.